Andrew, welcome back for another episode of Book Club. How are you?
Hey, I'm really good, Alex. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me back in.
Oh, always. You're always so polite. Like, thank you for bringing me back. Thank you for coming. This is such a lovely time in my Tuesday morning.
Oh, well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Today, I want to go a little left of field, though.
Okay.
Yeah. Look, there are definitely more great stories coming our way in the weeks ahead. Great book stories. But look, I want to take us back to the fundamentals. And so I've got a book to share about how we learn to read.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That is the field.
Louise Park's 7 Steps to Get Your Child Reading shares insights, research, and strategies for helping maximize children's developing literacy as they grow. And it's especially directed at the current generation of children and the unique challenges of developing literacy in a digital world. So Louise Park, you might know of Louise Park. She is an author who writes under her own name, as well as several noms de plume. So her book series include Zack Power, Harriet Clare, and the D-Bot Squad. So
yeah, I do know that.
Yeah. So
why?
They're written under several different names. I think Mac Park is one of the pseudonyms where she writes with another author, but she has got tons of books for kids. Louise, she's also worked in education and publishing, and she's a literacy expert whose work sees her run the gamut of schools, conferences, and festivals. So she's really, like, very much not just creating the work, but she's all about helping the children read. And she's directed this book at what she's calling Generation Alpha. So these are the kids born between 2010 and sort of projected to about 2030. This is the generation, the first generation born with iPhones in their hands.
Yeah.
Not iPhones, with tablets, devices, whatever, in their hands, which does sound uncomfortable.
Yeah. For those of us who remember a day when there weren't.
Yeah. And look, it basically means that these children are going to be interacting with their world differently, and particularly interacting with those early stages of literacy. Mm. And so that's what this book is looking at. The seed for 7 Steps is just this idea that growing up in the digital world throws up a unique set of circumstances that challenge early literacy and reading skills, because reading is a skill that we learn. So way back in the 50s, Noam Chomsky, he helped establish with his universal grammar that language and communication are innate processes. We acquire it as part of being human. Literacy, I'll probably acknowledge that I think, you know, some people still challenge that, but it's accepted that we learn to communicate as part of being human. But literacy, reading and writing, though, they're skills that we learn. And so the learning process is crucial. 7 Steps does what it says on the packet. It equips parents through 7 Steps, and really anyone who has kids in their lives, with a set of strategies to help those children read. And I'm not going to go through all of them, but I wanted to share some of the insights.
Okay.
Because look, reading, it's the reason we're here talking. And I believe that everyone has a right to literacy, and that in fact strong literacy skills are a foundation of participation in our society.
Absolutely.
Think of the things that you couldn't access to be an informed citizen if you couldn't read. It's so important to help kids.
Mm.
So 7 Steps deals with ideas and suggestions for fostering literacy from birth through a child's school life. And yes, I said birth. Strong language skills are fundamental. I'm going to put my speech pathologist hat on for a moment for people that don't know what I do when I'm not making final draft. Because developing communication skills underpin the way we move in the world. So know you can make a difference from the moment a child is born. And if you have any concerns, you know, it's fine to talk about that and to seek out help from someone like a speech pathologist, or talk to your doctor. So we've got those language skills at the very beginning, fundamental to learning to read. Screen time. There's
yes.
So many things I could talk about, but screen time is the devil in the detail. And it's so controversial. Quick, get your phones out and call in now, because, it's important to acknowledge that parents have a range of increasing pressures on them, and that devices offer both entertainment and education to children in a way that can be really useful to everyone. So before the naysayers go out and start slapping phones out of busy mums and dads' hands berating and frowning at children, like, these devices can serve such an important purpose. But 7, they also, you know, they're tools that engage our brains differently to learning from the printed page.
Exactly.
And that's not always positive. So 7 Steps contains lots of great research about how this works, as well as recommendations about how much and when for children. And the one that often surprises a lot of people is a recommendation for 0 to 2-year-olds, 0 screen time.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Those kids really shouldn't be on screen time. And I guess the caveat that they put is there can be useful screen time. Like if you've got, you know, if one parent has to travel, FaceTiming that parent is just so incredibly positive for that connection, talking to relatives overseas. Angry Birds. Does anyone still play Angry Birds?
I don't know. Maybe.
Angry Birds, not so much for the under two set. I could honestly do a whole show just on this topic, but because it is so hot button and there's so much to discuss, we'd run out of time. Now, I'm not easy to surprise when it comes to reading, but Louise had some really interesting research that I wanted to share. I knew book ownership was linked to developing literacy outcomes. More books, better readers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been shown, like, the more books you have in your library at home, the better outcomes for children. But Louise discusses research that shows children owning their own books is also incredibly important.
Oh, okay.
So it's not just about having the books in the house. The children own their own books. It makes sense, too, when you think about it. Having books in your room, being able to pull them off the shelf and look through them whenever you like, just flicking through them and enjoying them for what they are.
And the kind of ownership as well, being like, this is mine. Like, I think that's a big thing for kids as well, right?
Yeah, having that agency.
Yes.
Being able to say, I choose this one. Mm. I want to read this book 10 times today. And now I don't want to read it anymore. I want to read the next one. Having that agency is so very important. And this is perhaps a romanticized version of what the research actually says, but I'd still like to use this as a call out to everyone who maybe this weekend or the next or whenever is shopping for a cousin, a niece, a friend's child. Buy them a book. Buy them a book. Help build up that little library that they've got, because owning these books is just so important. It doesn't have to be expensive either, because I know people are saying, like, you're telling us to go and spend money. Well, that's not what we signed up for, Andrew.
this is community radio. Come on.
Op shops are a great space to get books for kids. Street libraries where you can swap. So if your child is getting sick of a book, you can swap it for a different book and share that book love around. I mean, Alex, you've got other stuff to talk about this morning. There is so much in this book, and it is well written. One of the hard things about science is getting a message out. We can see that with the fact that there is still a debate around the environment.
Mm.
Communicating clearly science is still very difficult. And Seven Steps to Get Your Own Child Reading is by Louise Park is a really great way to communicate a lot of hard science in a practical way that parents and other people can use. So, look, I thoroughly recommend it. I've only scratched the surface, so check it out and help me together make the next generation of Final Draft listeners.
And that's what this has all been about this whole time.
Absolutely.
No.
Absolutely. Get your child's phone and subscribe them to the podcast.
Andrew, thanks so much for dropping in.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Alex.